This is Wyoming Radio News.
I'm Doug Randall. Environmentalists fighting to protect gray wolves in the West suffered a 1-2 punch Saturday. Amy Richards reports.
Montana Democratic Senator John Tester and Idaho Republican Representative Mike Simpson revealed that the budget bill pending before Congress includes a provision to strip wolves from the endangered species list. Meanwhile, U.S. District Court Judge Donald Malloy in Missoula Saturday rejected a proposed settlement on the issue between the Obama administration and conservation groups. The agreement could have led to public hunting of some 1,300 wolves in Idaho and Montana. Malloy cited the court's lack of authority to put part of an endangered species population under state management and expose that population to hunting.
Casper is one of 43 cities with federal funds to create an emergency plan to face an energy supply disruption. Karen Snyder reports.
Called an energy assurance plan, consultants hired by the city of Casper met with stakeholders as part of an advisory group to begin putting together an energy profile. That profile will be used to assess the ability of Casper and surrounding communities to respond to a prolonged energy outage.
Trying to gauge the current plans, policies, and procedures in place to help deal with energy emergencies and start to build a stronger partnership.
Jeff Brislon is a hazard and mitigation consultant with AMEC Earth and Environmental. The group meets next in August and wants a plan in place by the end of the year. Reporting from Casper, I'm Karen Snyder.
Wyoming Radio News.
Calling all rodeo fans, you got to be in Torrington this weekend for the National Circuit Final Steer Roping at the Goshen County Fairgrounds. 3 days of events open to the public, including a Saturday night wagon wheel buffet, great food, cash bar, and live music. Get on over to Torrington this weekend for some great family fun at the National Circuit Final Steer Roping event. Call 532-2525. That's 532-2525 for more information. The National Circuit Final Steer Roping at the Goshen County Fairgrounds.